Hello and welcome back to Wow Science, a show that looks at the world we live in. In today's episode, we'll be looking at evolution, followed by an interview with Charles Darwin to discuss natural selection. So, first of all, what is evolution? Well, evolution is when a species changes to better fit its environment. This variation comes from sexual recombination and mutations. This can be both a good thing and a bad thing for a species. The species can vary in color, shape, and size, just to name a few. Some of these variations might be favorable, while others can make them easy prey. Evolution isn't a fictional story. There are 5 pieces of evidence to support this theory, and they are the fossil record, which is an ordered sequence of fossils, biogeography, which is a study of geographic locations of a species, comparative anatomy, which looks at the structure of the species. Comparative embryology is similar to comparative anatomy, but is looking at the earlier stages of development. And last but not least is molecular biology. This is looking at the hereditary background of a species. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the man behind natural selection, Charles Darwin. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for joining us. So tell me about natural selection.
Well, natural selection is when organisms are evolved to better fit their environment. A story would be better. So, picture this. There are frogs living in a pond. Of course, they're going to have a predator, since they're not at the top of the food chain. Let's say it is a snake. In this population, half the frogs are light green and the other half are dark green. They live near a pond with knee-high dark green grass. In the beginning, the population was split 50% to 50%. But at the end, the color had changed and almost 95% of the frogs were dark green.
Wow, why did this happen, Charles?
Well, the snakes can see the brighter frogs, so they will go after them more. Then the darker frogs, eventually, most of the dark green frogs have, or most of the light green frogs, my bad, have died. And the dark green frogs have reproduced. This is called fitness. Not like working out fitness, but as the retaining a phenotype that helps a species survive. These dark green frogs evolved to better fit their environment, so they were able to survive longer.
So just because they changed color, they survived longer?
Well, of course. This is just one example of how natural selection works. It is the same way for birds, dogs, cats, and other animals. It was all because of one or more favorable trait they inherited and was passed on, and the population survived.
Wow. Well, thank you for joining us today. We had a great time hearing about natural selection and evolution. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for today's podcast. Come back next week for a follow-up.